Greetings. At long last, you have decided that you are enough, yes? Now, we are speaking to the church choir, but we are also speaking to members of the future extension of truth, the future extension of harmony and oneness. Because as you breathe your breath, you are alerting consciousness that you are ready to receive. You are ready to align with the energies of the Elohim. So what the channeler is suggesting is to be aware of change, to be ready for shift, to leave your bags packed and ready to go. Now, we cannot say when these shifts will occur, but let us just state that what you see, what you perceive, what you interact with is, for a good part, what you still have remaining judgment with. In other words, what is tethering you to old energies, old consciousness, is the fact that you still place judgment upon such. Now, the energies that are aligning to you at present are ones of truth. In truth, you have already arrived at a new plateau, at a new place of healing. You may say it is the crossroads of life. Now, as you establish your direct process, you will find yourself in new territory, a new capacity of strength and growth. Now, as the channeler has been asserting and perhaps even demonstrating, it is a little bit of a challenge even for her to grow this fast, this quickly. Can I say this? Do you see how she is editing the news? Now, in time, this has to do with her recognizing that in truth, the upgrade has already occurred. So we transfer this awareness to each of you because this is what you are each learning how to do. In other words, let us just say, for all good purposes, you have already passed the entrance way of the portal and have already exercised good judgment in learning how to abide in your new capacity of strength and assurance. Now, as you do so, you are still having the tendency, shall we say, to look backwards and import old trespasses against self. You understand the place where you still identify with weakness, the place where you still identify with structure, with the polarization of this and that, good and bad, new and old. In one sense, we are spinning the wheel. In other words, as you continue to crystallize this new formation, this new breath of life, you will quickly adapt and realize in truth you can hold your own and establish yourself in this new life. Now, as you do so, you will be notified, so expect this, of opportunities to abandon shift in old vibration. In other words, some of you have been wondering why your valises, why your suitcases are so full, why they are still so heavy. It is because you are still attuning to the old structure of disease consciousness. Now, this is not something to balk at, but to expect, because in truth, you will find, dear ones, that you have been gifted with the clear ability of ascension consciousness. In other words, the fine ability to discern. You are the creative master, and you are the one, ultimately, that decides when to give yourself a break, quite literally. In other words, you are breaking affiliation with your old tribunal, with your old friendships. Now, what you will do as you seek to align with this future self is to create a new pattern, a new habit pattern, shall we say. And as you do so, you will find yourself in new environments, new portals of expectation, of consciousness. Now, it is quite true what has been shared, what has been sung for years as such, that there are different lives occurring on planet Earth. Imagine that there are various time sequences. You understand when you slow down a movie, you have a snapshot, yes? And it goes in sequence. In truth, it is a little bit like this if you stay away from the blame game. In other words, trouble in, trouble out, dears. as you place judgment on those that have not passed through the portal, that are still exercising their free will, for the 3D consciousness, you see, you attune to the reality of such. Now the question may be raised, is it real or not? Well, this is subject to surprise. Let us say it will have the appearance of reality for a few moments longer. However, you need not participate. What you will recognize as you release yourself from the steering wheel of such is, in fact, you no longer need to bounce in this vibratory field at all. Now that is what is taking you to the new occurrence, to the new opportunity, to the new forecast, the awareness that you truly can exist in the land of Oz, in this new frontier of frequency. We are adjusting each of you to be able to attune to these opportunities as they are presented. Now, you each have the tendencies, yes? Some of you continue to cling to past circumstances, the would've, could've, should'ves, you understand. Some of you continue to abide by fear. Yes, I am willing to move forward, I get it as such, but I must have the friendship of fear to come along. There is room for him in the cabin, you see? Each of you have different tendencies. Now, it is quite helpful, therefore, to expect your favorite tendency or old vibration to get in the way. Do not see this as problematic, but simply be ready for it. As you would expect, here comes the old vibration or attunement. As you have allowance for such and treat it as a courtship, in other words, you are courting this energy into a new vibration. Understand? It has some learning to do, some protocols. Invite it to travel with you in a new awareness, in a new protocol, in a new reality. In other words, you are learning that these old attunements are no longer needed. Bye-bye, see you later, as such. This will take some getting used to, a bit of a habit-forming adherence, if you will. Now, understand that you are being guided and you have your totem protocol advising you. There are strong energies amidst. Some of you have the instincts or intuitive nature of the owl. Some of you have the piercing vision of a hawk. Expect these unexpected treasures of aptitudes to arrive suddenly to help make your way to clear landing. In other words, expect this work to be at hand. Now, we would prefer we not operate under the term or guise of work, but you see, our channeler still interprets the energy as such. She still sees this as work, as opposed to free liberation of the heart. She is learning. You see, as clear channel as she is, she is still processing the matter through her own glasses, her own spectacle. How does this apply to me? You see, there is still ego consciousness involved. Now, we call her out on this not to say she is not a fine spokesman of future realities, but simply to demonstrate what you can expect in your own private sanctuary. In other words, can you trust this process? Can you truly let go and ascend? It is something to be considered. In other words, in truth, you could ascend tomorrow, perhaps by the end of this recording. It is really not that troublesome. It is simply a belief, the belief that it must take a long time, the belief that you must suffer along the way. You see, that is what our channeler still resides with, the need to suffer for the betterment of many. Can you imagine such? It is a beautiful mind trick, is it not? Those that attune to the cause of the many are willing to suffer along the way. Do you understand, dear ones, how this keeps them from entering the kingdom of heaven? After all, you cannot enter the kingdom if you believe suffering and true exists, that it is a quantified reality. And so these are important steps that must be dissected, that must be given over to the light, if you will, and transference of this illusion. Now, we use our subject matter to teach that which is involved for each of you. As you move through your days, as you orchestrate your love fest, pay attention to what you are attuning to. Pay attention to what you are vibrating to. Pay attention to that which life is steering you to. Because, dear ones, as you make your way through the, as you make your way through the illusionary perception of your 3D reality and find, you will see this landscape to be quite fluid, to be quite loose, shall we say. In other words, expect the unexpected. Expect sudden revelations to be brought forth. As you are most willing to adhere to the new program, to the new allocation of truth, you will find the support readily available. This is an important element we would like to depart with you. The awareness that you do not surface your day or any moments of your steps all in a vacuum. In other words, your higher counsel, the higher attunement of your truth, your totem friends, each of these energies have different wisdom components that are guiding you, supporting you. You may say, shining a light on that which you adhere to of darkness in order to brighten your day, in order to relieve yourself of your attachment to this old protocol. Again, each of you have a different pathway as such. There are places that you have overcome quite easily. Some, due to some prior lifetimes, are a little bit more troublesome or of a nuisance. It matters not where you find yourself. Understand where you are. You have arrived. Help is readily available. In other words, as you consider your motivation in each moment, that is half the battle, to realize that the intention of your predicament will determine the final outcome. It is what you intend. If you intend to continue to darken all that you arrive upon, well, you will see darkened forecast indeed. As you intend to lighten your pathway, to bring yourself in oneness with the higher heart, with the energies of the Elohim that are searching to make room through you as you liberate your consciousness and establish truth and peace and harmony, well, this transference of illusionary field to lighten awareness, It is not a troublesome at all. So we delight you with to your new path. We understand that you have questions, concerns of the day. Treat these questions and concerns lightly. Understand in truth what you are doing is revealing your new arrival, your new apparatus, your new expectation of truth. As you turn the tables around on the old perceptions, it will dawn on you exactly how easy these last days of older or worn out consciousness are drawing to their conclusions. In other words, consider there is a new earth of life, one that you are learning how to attune to at your arrival. You arrive in each moment. That is the reason why the miracles can occur so quickly now. You are advancing at your ability to attune to these new arrivals. when you remember that you recreate your day, literally in each moment, in each second of time, you then understand exactly how easy this can be, because in each moment you can choose again. You can choose what to expect. You can choose where you place your holy awareness and focus, and the ability to receive the deliverance papers of leaving past thought and consciousness behind. Now, do not expect, dear ones, for all of your loved ones, family members, those that appear nightly on the news forecast or whatever, to travel with you. They are a bit of the ghosts of Christmas past. In other words, there will be an energy that can be attuned to. You will find them alive and well and proceeding on course. May we suggest another channel? May we suggest a new focus? Play with the energies. They are aspects of your own self, yes? But play with them and expect the miracles. And so it is. Sure. Hi, Marilyn. It may be the 3D. I know there's a, unless one of them's pregnant. I